الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. All praises due to Allah, and we ask Allah to send the peace and the blessings and exalt the mention of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and everyone who attempts to imitate him from now until the day of judgment. وعليكم السلام. أهلا تفضل. We continue with the شرح العقيدة الواسطية للشيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله, شرح of محمد بن صالح بن عثيمين رحمه الله. And we have made it up to the statement of شيخ الإسلام, لا يلحدون في أسماء الله وآياته. الحاد, they do not deviate, if you really one of the ways you could translate it, or which is really almost like rejection. It's almost like rejection and moving away from the truth. We will see how the Shaykh will interpret that. So Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, after we dealt in the previous week, alhamdulillah, that they do not distort the meaning, they do not twist the meaning of the words or try to give it another meaning than the one intended. It's not really hands, it's that, it's bounty and stuff like that. Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah don't say that. Whatever it comes in the Quran and the Sunnah, they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we believe and we obey. And always in the back of their mind, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing like Allah. So problem solved. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله في الشرح, قوله لا يلحدون أي أهل السنة والجماعة. والإلحاد في اللغة الميل, ومنه سمي اللحد في القبر لأنه مائل إلى جانب منه وليس متوسطا, والمتوسط يسمى شقا, واللحد أفضل من الشق. He says إلحاد linguistically is to be on the side, okay, and this is why it's called lahd, the thing that is in the grave, because the person is put on his side, okay, because he's leaning to the side and he's not in the middle. Okay, the person is put on the side, not in the middle, and whatever is in the middle is called shik, and the side is better than the middle, according to the Shaykh. فهم لا يلحدون في أسماء الله ولا يلحدون أيضا في آيات الله. فأفاد المؤلف رحمه الله أن الإلحاد أو أن الإلحاد يكون في موضعين, في الأسماء والآيات. So they do not go sideways, if you really want to now understand it in the, from the linguistic aspect and how to understand it in the legal aspect. They don't go sideways and, you know, deviate from the understanding of in terms of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his signs or verses, anything. Ayat, you know, ayah means sign, proof, evidence, verse from the Quran. It has a number of meanings. Okay, so this, he said that the Shaykh rahimahullah benefited us, that they do not go sideways or deviate in two manners, whether pertaining to the names of Allah or the signs of Allah or the verses of Allah. هذا الذي يفيده كلام المؤلف قد دل عليه القرآن. قال الله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه سيجزون ما كانوا يعملون. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse 180, Allah Azza wa Jal says interpretation of the meaning in English, and to Allah belongs, first the Shaykh said, whatever the Shaykh al-Islam mentioned has actually been indicated in the Quran with this verse. To Allah belongs the most beautiful and perfect names. So call on to Him with these names. And leave alone those who deviate when it comes to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily there will be recompense for that which they used to do. فَأَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ لِلْحَادِ فِي الْأَسْمَاءِ. So Allah confirmed in the Quran that there are people who perform ilhad when it comes to the names of Allah, which is to go deviate from the correct path or understanding. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا لَا يَخْفَوْنَ عَلَيْنَا. In Surah Fussilat, verse 40, Allah says, verily those who deviate pertaining to our signs or verses, they are not hidden from us, meaning they are not recognized, they're not unseen. Allah knows them, sees them, knows about their affairs. يخفى, to be hidden or to, you know, disappear in a sense. فأثبت الله الإلحاد في الآيات. So in one verse Allah confirmed that people have إلحاد pertaining to the أسماء. Allah says وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه. Abandon and leave alone those who perform إلحاد pertaining to His names of Allah. And another verse He said, those who perform إلحاد in our آيات, and our signs or verses. So Allah confirmed both, that this is being done by humans, by believers as well, and believers and non-believers alike. فالإلحاد في الأسماء هو الميل فيما فيها عما يجب. So إلحاد, or deviating, pertaining to the names of Allah, is to move, is to go off from what is supposed to be, from the compulsory. So it's supposed to be understood this way, and you go to the side. وهو أنواع. There's a number of ways how this is done. النوع الأول أن يسمي الله بما لم يسمي به نفسه. The first is that you call Allah something that He did not call Himself with. Okay. كما سماه الفلاسفة علة فاعلة. As the philosophers called them, a causer, a thing that causes things to happen, a reason that allows things to happen. That's all that they gave Allah Azza wa Jal. حاشا لله. وسماه النصارى أبا. And the Jew and the Christians called him a father. وعيسى الابن. And they called Isa a son. فهذا إلحاد في أسماء الله. This is deviance pertaining to the names of Allah. وكذلك لو سمي الله بأي اسم لم أو سمي الله بأي اسم لم يسمي به نفسه. Likewise, if anyone gives Allah a name that he did not call himself with, of course, whether in the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فهو ملحد في أسماء الله. He is a person who is deviant pertaining to the names of Allah subhanahu wa taala. طيب. ووجه ذلك أن أسماء الله عز وجل توقيفية. The reason why we're saying this is because the names of Allah Azza wa Jal are strictly textual. Tawqifiyya comes from the word waqf, yaqif, to stop. Meaning you are to stop at the textual evidences, you cannot go beyond that. Okay, so this is what is intended by tawqifiyya. They also call ibadat, acts of worship, but also tawqifiyya. Meaning it is limited and it is stopped on both sides. This is all you can do from worship, whatever is in the Quran and the Sunnah. You cannot innovate a new act of worship because it is tawqifiyya. Likewise, the names of Allah Azza wa Jal are tawqifiyya. فَلَا يُمْكِنْ أَن نُثْبِتَ لَهُ إِلَّا مَا ثَبَتَ بِالنَّصِ. We cannot confirm or affirm anything pertaining to Allah unless it has been affirmed through a textual evidence, whether a verse in the Quran or an authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فإذا سميت الله بما لم يسمي به نفسه فقد ألحت وملت عن الواجب. So if you wind up calling Allah with a name that He did not give to Himself, then verily you have deviated and you have went off from what is expected, from that which is obligatory. وتسمية الله بما لم يسمي به نفسه سوء أدب مع الله وظلم وعدوان في حقه. And calling Allah with that which He did not call Himself with is actually lack of mannerism. Okay? You're being immoral. And you're being oppressive. And a transgressor with pertaining to the rights of Allah. لأنه لو أن أحدا دعاك بغير اسمك أو سماك بغير اسمك لاعتبرته قد اعتدى عليك وظلمك. Because if someone was to call you by a name other than yours and give you a new name, you will think that this person had oppressed you and transgressed against you. طيب, you tell him my name is Ahmed, he says no, you're Rabi'. Ya akhi, my name is not Rabi', what do you mean you're going to call me Rabi'? You will have a problem with a person like that. Let alone, even if he's joking, you may get mad. طيب, so how about someone, the Shaykh says, هذا في المخلوق فكيف بالخالق. This is pertaining to the creation, what about the creator? I mean, you're talking about Allah here, not any human being. You may give him another name, طيب, مشي حالك, get over it. But you're speaking about the creator of the heavens and the earth. You're going to come and give him a name that he did not give himself? Dangerous deviation. إذن, so, ليس لك حق أن تسمي الله بما لم يسمي به نفسه. You have no right to call Allah by a name that He did not give to Himself, عز وجل. فإن فعلت فأنت ملحد في أسماء الله. If you do so, then verily you are deviant pertaining to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first kind. النوع الثاني, the second kind, أن ينكر شيئا من أسمائه, is to deny one of the names of Allah. Actual awal, this is the opposite of the first. The first one is you give him a name that he didn't give to himself. The second one is there's an established name, you say no. There are some Muslims who do that, wal'iyadu billah. فالأول سمى الله بما لم يسمي به نفسه. The first one called Allah with a name he didn't give to himself. وهذا جرد الله مما سمى به نفسه. And this person denied Allah what he had given himself as a name. فينكر الاسم, so he denies the name. سواء أنكر كل الأسماء أو بعضها التي تثبت لله فإذا أنكرها فقد ألحد فيها. Whether he denies some of the names of Allah or all of them, regardless, if he denies something that Allah confirmed for himself, he is considered to be a mulhid in the names of Allah. طيب نعم. ووجه الإلحاد فيها أنه لما أثبتها الله لنفسه وجب علينا أن نثبتها له, فإذا نفيناها كان إلحادا وميلا عما يجب فيها. And the reason why we say that this is deviance, he says, because if the name was affirmed by Allah Azza wa Jal to himself, it becomes compulsory on us to affirm it to Allah. So if you wind up denying it, then you have again deviated from what is expected, from that which is obligatory. وَهُنَاكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَنْكَرَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. There are among the people, Muslims particularly, who denied the names. كَغُلَاتِ الْجَهْمِيَةِ, like the extremists among the Jahmiyyah, which are a group of Muslims. Their aqidah is called the Jahmiyyah. They're not like, they're not, this is the, this name is not really for their methodology as far as their worship as much as it is as their understanding of the names and attributes of Allah, and every other things were also innovated eventually. So the Jahmiyyah, they said, قَالُوا لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ إِسْمٌ أَبَدًا. Some of these extremists among the Jahmiyyah said, Allah does not have a name, period. Nothing. No names for Allah. قالوا لأنك لو أثبت له اسما شبهته بالموجودات وهذا معروف أنه باطل مردود. They said, because if you claim that Allah has a name, then you have resembled Allah to things that exist. Because they, okay, this exists, this is water, this is a phone, this whatever exists has a name. So if you give Allah a name, you are resembling Allah to the existence of the creation. So you are, see, so no names. They try to run away from something. They're thinking that they are glorifying Allah above something by not resembling this creation. They fell into something much worse. They denied the whole Quran. Meaning every time Allah says, wa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they say no. No, these are not names of Allah. A'udhu billah. But these people exist. Not only that, they write books and they author them. And they exert themselves and they publish them and they have websites propagating this nonsense. And these people exist. Some of them, they exist in our countries. You know, so Allah al-Musta'an, we need to know about them.
What is the importance?
They have, this is where we dealt earlier with the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Their characteristics is that they do not distort the meaning or deny it or give it another meaning. Those who have these issues, whenever they come across a verse that goes against them, they will interpret it in a different way than the apparent meaning. So they will always find a loophole. You know, they will always continue to find things in order to remain upon what. Otherwise, the whole Quran is a refutation for them. But Allah musta'an. Right. So these are some, this is the second kind. So the first kind among ilhad is to give Allah a name he didn't give. Second is to deny a name that is already given. And now the third kind, أن ينكر ما دلت عليه من الصفات. To deny what the name indicates as an attribute. Okay, because there is something as a water, that's only a name. But when you say, Waalaikum salam, when you say generous, this person is generous, it's not only a name. There's an attribute behind this particular title, which is generosity. What this person holds, you understand what I'm saying? So there are things where it's only merely a name, and there are things which the name carries a deep meaning. Now there's the group, third kind, there are these people, they confirm the name, but they denied what the name indicates from an attribute. فَهُوَ يُثْبِتُ الْإِسْمِ لَكِنْ يُنْكِرُ الصِّفَ الَّتِي يَتَضَمَّنُ هَذَا الْإِسْمِ. So he confirms the name, but he denies the attribute that is indicated through the name. مثل أن يقول إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بِلَا سَمْعٍ وَعَلِيمٌ بِلَا عِلْمٍ. Allah is all hearing, but without hearing. And Allah is all knowing without knowledge. Because Allah calls Himself in the Qur'an Sami'. So they say, okay, we cannot deny the Qur'an. Allah is Sami'. But to the actual quality, which is hearing, they say no. You cannot confirm that to Allah. Okay, because of course they have the same thing. You wind up resembling Allah to His creation. basically people who are majorly feeble-minded. وَخَالِقٌ بِلَا خَلْقٍ, and Allah is the creator without being able to create. وَقَادِرٌ بِلَا قُدْرَةٍ, and Allah is all capable without being capable. أعوذ بالله. وَهَذَا مَعْرُوفٌ عَنِ الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ, this is another deviant sect called Al-Mu'tazila. So far the Jahmiyyah, they deny the name. Of course they deny the name, probably the attribute as well. The Mu'tazila, they keep the name, but they say the attribute that is indicated through the name, no. وَهُوَ غَيْرُ مَعْقُولٌ, and he says this is unbelievable, this is something extremely strange. How can a human being be good? But you know why? Because these people dealt in philosophy. This is what happens when you leave alone the pure Quran and the Sunnah and you start making a big deal out of something, if you know what I'm saying. You try to go too much, too deep into things, you're going to go astray. You will definitely go astray. The Prophet ﷺ drew a line. He said, this is sirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are other sirat on the side. And everyone, there's a shaitan calling you to him. And then they recited the verse of the Quran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Then he recited the verse from the Quran, and verily this is my path, straight, so follow it, and do not follow other paths, otherwise it will deviate you, it will misguide you from my path. So anyone who puts aside the Quran and the Sunnah, and goes on vacation with his mind, then inevitably he is misguided, and a source of misguidance for the people. And these are the same people who will tell you, Allah, حضور إلهي, Allah's presence, Allah's surrounding me, Allah's everywhere, because they try to understand Allah in philosophical terms, and they leave alone the pure understanding of the righteous predecessors. You on vacation inevitably. And Allah musta'an, may Allah guide anyone who has become misguided due to these things. We want goodness for the Muslims at the end of the day. We don't want anyone to go off. We want everybody to, inshallah, to come back to the path that is pleasing to Allah. طيب. ثم هؤلاء يجعلون الأسماء أعلاما محضا متغايرة فيقول السميع السميع غير العليم. So these people also, among their attributes or characteristics, that they make the names that are pure proper nouns and that they are distinct in meaning. So they say being able to hear is sami', all hearing, is different than alim, all knowing. لكن كلها ليس لها معنى. يعني they give each name its own individual meaning, yet the attribute they deny them all. You will think if you said okay, if they said all the names are equal because they deny all the attributes, but the actual thing is that they give each name its own individual distinct characteristics, yet the attribute behind the name they deny it. So they say, okay, Sami', all hearing, is different than all knowing. But they deny both, the hearing and the knowing. You see what I'm saying? لكن كلها ليس لها معنى. السميع لا يدل على السمع. All hearing does not indicate that he can hear. والعليم لا يدل على العلم. And the fact that Allah is called العليم, the all knowing, does not really indicate that he knows. لكن مجرد علام. It's only proper nouns. It's only proper nouns. ومنهم آخرون يقولون هذه الأسماء شيئا واحدا. These names are among them who say these names are all one thing. All of these names are one thing. فهي عليم وسميع وبصير كله واحد. Whether you say Allah is all hearing or all seeing or all knowing, it's all the same. It's really all one name. لا تختلف إلا بتركيب الحروف فقط. The only difference is the actual letters. Aywa, they, something very strange. فَيَجْعَلْ أَسْمَاءَ شَيْءٍ وَاحِدًا. So all the names are the same. The only difference is the actual letters, the sequence of the letters or the variation in the letters. You know, this one Alim has Ayn, Lam, Ya, Mim. This one Sami' has Sin, Mim, Ya, Ayn. Only this is the only difference, but all of it mean the same thing. I wonder where these people are. وَكُلْ هَذَا غَيْرْ مَعْقُولِ. He says, and all this is just unacceptable, unbelievable. The mind does not really accept it. As you see how you're shocked, because it goes against fitrah. It goes against the natural disposition that Allah created us. Your mind does not allow you to, you know, go there. وَلِذَلِكَ نَحْنُ نَقُولُ إِنَّهُ لَا يُمْكِنُ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْأَسْمَاءِ حَتَّى تُثْبِتَ مَا تَتَضَمَّنَهُ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ. So we say you cannot truly believe in the names of Allah until you affirm what they indicate from attributes. So if Allah is as-sami', the all-hearing, then you must totally believe that Allah is the all-hearing. The attribute belongs to Allah and the name belongs to Allah. And Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah have no ilhad in either one. We don't deny the name or the attribute. وَلَعَلَّنَا مِنْ هُنَا نَتَكَلَّمْ عَلَى دَلَالَةِ الْإِسْمِ فَالْإِسْمُ لَهُ أَنْوَاعٌ ثَلَاثَةٍ فِي الدَّلَالَةِ دَلَالَةٌ مُطَابِقَةٌ وَدَلَالَةُ تَضَمُّنْ وَدَلَالَةُ الْتِزَامُ. Oof. Try to translate this stuff. This is rough. He said, let us, I'm going to try. Okay, don't hold me accountable for this, because this is just, mashallah. He said, let us speak about what are the indications of a name or a noun. Let's say a noun. The indications of a noun or a proper noun particularly, because we're dealing with the names and attributes of Allah. He says, the noun has three kind of indications. Dalalatun mutabika, maybe an equal indication. Meaning, يعني مطابقة, meaning equal to reality. Maybe equal, there's another term that I'm not thinking of right now, but you know what I'm saying. You know, something that is perfect, harmonious kind of thing. طيب, they're consistent. والدلالة تضمن, and something that is included. From يعني يتضمن الشيء, meaning it's included. It is in there, but not 100%. Now I'm understanding this. This is مطابق, okay? And this one, one is smaller than the other, so this one is included in this one. Okay, so تضمن ودلالة التزام, and one that is I don't know how to translate that one. ودلالة التزام. We will see how the Shaykh will explain it, then we will find a definition for it, because he defines everyone. Alhamdulillah. طيب, he says فدلالة المطابقة دلالة اللفظ على جميع مدلوله. Okay. As for the first one, the actual term contains everything that it indicates. The term contains everything that is indicated by that name, by that term itself. Like, for example, let's try to think in an English terminology here. If you say someone is honorable, okay, under honorable, a person must be generous, must be well behaved, must be, you know, brave. A number of things might fall under that term honorable. It contains everything. So dalalat al-mutabaka, it includes everything that this name indicates. Okay, not partially, because the other one is going to be partially, inshallah. وَعَلَى هَذَا فَكُلُّ إِسْمٍ دَالٍ عَلَى مُسَمَّى بِهِ وَهُوَ اللَّهُ وَعَلَى صِفَةِ الْمُشْتَقَّ مِنْهَا هَذَا الْإِسْمِ. Based on that, every name indicates the one who is being described, and it is Allah. And here we're talking about meaning each name contains everything that is included under this word. Ar-Rahman, everything that comes under the understanding of Ar-Rahman is absolutely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى الصِّفَ الْمُشْتَقَّ مِنْ هَذَا الْإِسْمِ, and also the attribute in which that name is derived from. Because when you say Ar-Rahman, the merciful, it is, as a word, it derives from the concept of mercy, as an attribute of mercy. Right. This is the first kind of the indication of a noun. The second, وَدَلَالَةُ التَّضَمُّنْ دَلَالَةُ اللَّفْضِ عَلَى بَعْضِ مَدْلُولِهِ, where the noun indicates only some of the meanings. Some of the meanings that fall under, not everything, as I mentioned in the word honorable, for example. وَعَلَى هَذَا فَدَلَالَةُ الْإِسْمِ عَلَى الذَّاتِ وَحْدَهَا أَوْ عَلَى الصِّفَةِ وَحْدَهَا مِنْ دَلَالَةِ التَّضَمُّنْ. So, the name being given to Allah Azza wa Jal for the Allah Himself, or one of His attributes falls under the دَلَالَةُ التَّضَمُّنْ, meaning that which is included or partially included, but not totally included as in the first one. وَدَلَالَةُ الْإِلْتِزَامِ دَلَالَةُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ يُفْهَمْ لَا مِنْ لَفْظِ الْإِسْمِ لَكِنْ مِنْ لَازِمِهِ وَلِهَذَا سَمَّيْنَاهُ دَلَالَةُ الْإِلْتِزَامِ. Okay. As for the third one, الْإِلْتِزَامِ, he says it's an indication when the noun indicates something that is understood from the word, from the noun itself. Okay, something that must, يعني, a meaning that is contained. It is inevitable that it is in there, that you understand from the name, you cannot take it out. So it's almost like we're going here gradually. There's the one that is ultimate, there's one that is partial, and there's one that is inevitable. It must be there. You know, the one name must have at least one attribute that it indicates, minimum, as a minimum. طيب, مثل كلمة الخالق, like the word creator. اسم يدل على ذات الله ويدل على صفة الخلق. It's a noun that indicates that Allah Azza wa Jal himself as an attribute of Allah himself, as a name and as an attribute. It's a word given to Allah as a name, Al-Khaliq, and as an attribute because He is the Creator Azza wa Jal. إذن فباعتبار دلالته على الأمرين يسمى دلالة مطابقة لأن اللفظ دل على جميع مدلولها. Okay, so if the noun includes both the name and the attribute, all of them, then we call it دلالة مطابقة. ولا شك أنك إذا قلت الخالق فأنك تفهم خالقا وخلقا. Because whenever you say the word creator, you automatically understand that you're speaking about Allah and you think of creation. You think of the creation, meaning Allah is the creator. وباعتبار دلالته على الخالق وحده أو على الخالق وحده أو على الخلق وحده يسمى دلالة التضمن لأنه دل على بعض معناه. وباعتبار دلالته على العلم والقدرة يسمى دلالة التزام إذ لا يمكن خلق إلا بعلم وقدرة. فدلالته على القدرة والعلم دلالة التزام. Okay. And if the word indicates knowledge and ability, it becomes the third kind, which is the inevitable kind of indication. Because you cannot possibly create unless you have knowledge and ability. Okay? So this becomes inevitable. The word itself must contain, although you're saying only creator, two understandings or attributes that cannot be excluded is knowledge and ability. Because without these two, you cannot, the term creator will become, you know, is not understood fully. So this is the three, this is of course extremely detailed that the probably 99.9% of the Muslims don't know, except for the ulama and the students of knowledge who have learned this before. But alhamdulillah, maybe we'll reach their status one day. طيب وحينئذ يتبين أن الإنسان إذا أنكر واحدا من هذه الدلالة فهو ملحد في الأسماء. What is the conclusion behind all this? If a person winds up denying any of one of these things that the word indicates, he winds up being deviant in terms of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولو قال أنا أؤمن بدلالة الخالق على الذات ولا أؤمن بدلالته على الصفة فهو ملحد في الاسم. So if he said I believe in what the خالق indicates pertaining to Allah being the creator, but I do not believe in the actual attribute of creating, then he is deviant in terms of the names of Allah. ولو قال أنا أؤمن بأن الخالق تدل على ذات الله وعلى صفة الخلق لكن لا تدل على صفة العلم والقدرة قلنا هذا إلحاد أيضا. And if he say I believe that the word creator is a description of Allah himself and the attribute of creation, but I don't believe that indicates that it indicates knowledge and ability, you will tell him you are also again deviant in terms of the understanding of Allah, because it's inevitable. فَلَازِمٌ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُثْبِتْ كُلَّ مَا دَلَّ عَلَيْهِ الْإِسْمُ. We must confirm and affirm everything that this name indicates. Everything that it indicates. فَإِنْكَارُ شَيْءٍ شَيْئًا مِمَّا دَلَّ عَلَيْهِ الْإِسْمِ مِنَ الصِّفَةِ إِلْحَادٌ فِي الْإِسْمِ. So denying a partial or something that is a part of what the name indicates is actually a deviance in the actual name itself. سواء كانت دلالته على هذه الصفة دلالة مطابقة أو تضمن أو التزام. Whether it's the first, second or third of the three kinds of indications. ولنضرب مثلا حسيا تتبين فيه أنواع هذه الدلالات. Now let us give a tangible example in order for us to understand more what was explained previously. Alhamdulillah. لو قلت لي بيت. If you say I have a house. فكلمة بيت فيها الدلالات الثلاثة. The word house has all three that we mentioned earlier. فتفهم من بيت أنها تدل على كل البيت دلالة مطابقة. You understand from the word house that it is, you know, the word house and what is understood of house in terms of an equal understanding. وتدل على مجلس الرجال وحده وعلى الحمامات وحده وعلى الصالة وحده. And also the word house indicates that there's a sala for men only and bathrooms only and different rooms only as parts of house. But all of them consist of house. All of this is under the word bait. لأن هذه الأشياء جزء من البيت. Because it's part of the house. These things are part of the house. ودلالة اللفظ على جزء على جزء معناه دلالة تضمن. And when the word indicates part of a house or part of of another word, then it becomes دلالة تضمن, which is the one that is in kind of inclusive. وتدل أن على أن هناك بانيا بناه دلالة الجزام. And when you say I have a house, doesn't that mean that there must have been someone who built it? Then this is the third kind. If you say that there's a house, you must confirm inevitably that there must be a designer, a builder, a constructor, someone who constructed the house. لأنه ما من بيت إلا وله بان. Because there's no house except that there's a builder. You see how what is understood? So when you say the word bait, there are three things here: the actual house, the parts of the house, and the fact that if you say house, there must be someone who built the house. Long stand. النوع الرابع من we're done with that now. النوع الرابع من أنواع الإلحاد في الأسماء, the fourth kind that is from the deviance in the names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. أن يثبت الأسماء لله والصفات لكن يجعلها دالة على التمثيل. To confirm the names and the attributes of Allah, to confirm both now, pay attention, but he makes it an indication of resembling the creation. يعني he resembles Allah to his creation in the names and attributes. أي دالة على بصر كبصرنا, meaning the word basir is an indicative of sight like our sight. This is where the problem lies. وعلم كعلمنا, and knowledge like our knowledge. ومغفرة كمغفرتنا, and forgiveness like our forgiveness. وما أشبه ذلك, and whatever else like that. فهذا الحاد, this is deviance or denial. لأنه ميل عما يجب فيها, because it is going astray from what is expected and obligatory. إذ الواجب إثباتها بلا تمثيل. What is expected is that you affirm it but without resembling Allah to his creation. Why? Because Allah in the Quran told you ليس كمثله شيء. There's nothing like Allah. النوع الخامس, the fifth kind. أن ينقلها إلى المعبودات أو يشتق أسماء منها للمعبودات, مثل أن يسمى شيئا معبودا بالإله, فهذا إلحاد. Meaning to move or use the names of Allah to things that are worshipped besides Allah, to things that are worshipped besides Allah, meaning to or derive from the words of Allah, from the attributes of Allah or the names of Allah, something and give it to something that is worshipped besides Allah, as the Lat wal-Uzza, Uzza from Aziz. They gave these to their idols, derived from the names and attributes of Allah. Like someone who calls anything that he worships with the word ilah. فهذا الحاد. So this is الحاد. أو يشتق منها أسماء للمعبودات, مثل اللات من إله. Like اللات from the word إله. It's feminine. Hey, اللات. والعزة. أو العزة من العزيز. Again, these are the ones that the idols. This is the سورة النجم, right? Hey, أفرأيتم نعم. ومنات من المنان, and they gave the word their idol that they worship in المنات, منات والعزة from المنان, meaning the one who the ever bestower, the one who has يعني the upper hand or the favor, the ultimate favor over his servants. Which is Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Mannan. فنقول هذا أيضا الحاد في أسماء الله. We say this is also deviance pertaining to the names of Allah. To get a name of the names of Allah, derive something from the actual root word, and then give it to some of the things that are created. This is again الحاد. لأن الواجب أو الواجب عليك أن تجعل أسماء الله خاصة به. What is expected of you is to keep the names of Allah specific and only exclusive for Him. Exclusive for Him. ولا تتعدى وتتجاوز فتشتق للمعبودات من أسماء. So do not transgress and go off and by deriving to those that are worshipped besides Allah from the names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. هذه أنواع الإلحاد في أسماء الله. These are the various kinds of الحاد when it comes to the names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فأهل السنة والجماعة لا يلحدون في أسماء الله. The Ahlul Abadan, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they do not perform ilhad or deviate in the names of Allah ever, ever. بَلْ يُجْرُونَهَا عَلَى مَا أَرَاضَ اللَّهُ بِهَا سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Rather, they accept it as it was intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُثْبِتُونَ لَهَا جَمِيعًا وَعَدَّلَلَاتٍ. And they confirm everything that these names indicate. Everything that they indicate. لِأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ أَنَّ مَا خَالَفَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ الْحَدِ. Because they believe that whatever is other than that is considered to be ilhad. Now this is the ilhad in the what? Asma, the names of Allah. In the beginning we said that there were two verses quoted. The ilhad in the asma of Allah, you know, two verses that were quoted. Yes, before you came. Two verses that were quoted. In the names of Allah and in the ayat, the signs of Allah. Okay, we dealt with the asma and the various subcategories under that. Now we're dealing with the ayat. We said it could be signs or verses, we will see what is intended. أولا وأما الإلحاد في آيات الله تعالى فالآيات جمع آية وهي العلامة المميزة لشيء عن غيره. As for the ilhad in the signs or the verses of Allah, he says the word آيات is the plural for the word آية. An آية is a distinctive sign which makes an object different than another. آية is something that makes something unique. Let's put it that way. Okay? So you tell the person, it comes in a number of occasions, you know, that you tell him, أخبرني عن آياتها, meaning it's signs. So you will be able to identify something. So you say it's signs or such and such and such. So this is one of the meaning of ayat. This is the linguistic meaning. An ayah is a specific, distinctive quality or sign that makes something special. Is that clear? طيب? No? It's not clear? An ayah is a distinctive, special sign for something that makes it special and unique from something else. So 10 people come. Okay, 10 people are coming. I tell you the ayah of the person you're looking for is going to be wearing a red cap. Okay? It's a special, a sign, unique, special, that makes this person distinct from everybody else. That's what an ayah means linguistically. Wallahu Azza wa Jal ba'ath ar-rusul bil ayat la bil mu'jizat. And Allah Azza wa Jal send the prophets and the messengers with ayat, with signs and not miracles. He's being more technical here. Signs. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ التَّعْبِيرُ بِالْآيَاتِ أَحْسَنَ مِنَ التَّعْبِيرُ بِالْمُعْجِزَاتِ. That's why using the term ayat is better and more accurate than saying mu'jizat, which is miracles. So you say the signs of Allah is such and such, not the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَّلًا لِأَنَّ الْآيَاتِ الَّتِي يُعَبَّرُ بِهَا فِي الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. And he's going to give you why he believes so. He says first because the word ayat is the one that is used in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. ثانيا second أن المعجزات قد تقع من ساحر ومشعوذ وما أشبه ذلك تعجز غيره. Second, because miracles actually can take place or occur through a magician or a sorcerer or whatever they call these people, and which will make someone else unable to do what they're doing. So they, you know, they may call that a miracle or معجزه linguistically. ثالثا أن كلمة آيات أدل على المعنى المقصود من كلمة معجزات. Thirdly, the word ayat, signs, is a better, more befitting description than the word miracles to that which is it's describing. فآيات الله عز وجل هي العلامات الدالة على الله عز وجل. So the ayat of Allah are the signs that direct us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They indicate, they are signs or indications about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excuse me. وحينئذٍ تكون خاصة به أو تكون خاصة به ولو لأنها خاصة ما صارت آية له. So by that it becomes exclusive to Allah or special for Him, and otherwise it would not become a sign of Allah. وآيات الله تنقسم إلى قسمين آيات كونية وآيات شرعية. The signs or the ayat of Allah are divided into two categories. The universal signs, which is the things that you see from the sun and the moon and what have you, وآيات شرعية and legal signs. And we will inshallah go through the breakdown of that in our next sitting. And this is very interesting. Now things will begin to get more interesting as we move. Some of this is very detailed. But once we start entering into the names and attributes of Allah, where we will get one name or attribute and dwell into it and give the verses that explain it and the statements of the scholars and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, things are going to get a little more brighter. This is the introduction of the book in order for us to be ready to what we're going to come across. The foundation in which we will understand the rest of the book by. So this is why this is very, and it may be a little detailed, but inshallah for our benefit. Whatever we get from that is going to be good. So next week inshallah we're going to be dealing with Al-Ayat Al-Kawniyya, the universal ayat of Allah, and then Al-Ayat Al-Shar'iyya, the legal signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we move on to the fact that you know what Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah believe pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا والله أعلم وما كان من صواب. Whatever was correct was success given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I thank Him for that. And whatever was wrong, which is inevitable here, and there's no escape as a human being, then it is for me, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is innocent. And if I said anything wrong, I ask Allah to forgive me for it, and to keep with us only the beneficial knowledge. SubhanAllah wa bihamdik, shadu la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.